Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wonderful news, everybody.
Oh, yes. We're going to Edinburgh.
Yeah, we're going to Edinburgh Festival. We're doing a show called Angelos and Barry.
A Matter of Life and Death. Really dramatic title.
Yeah, and it's at the Frankenstein pub, and it's free.
It's one of the top venues in Edinburgh.
Yeah, and it's just down the road from where J.R. Hartley wrote...
J.R. Ewing. Wrote the Harry Potter
wrote
books.
Wrote the Harry Potter books.
Before he went into Dallas.
Yeah, that's it.
Before he went to Dallas, he wrote Harry Potter.
Temple of Doom, Magic is the Night. What else did he do? The Wizard's...
Blue Night and Chocolates.
The Wizard's Sleeve.
The Wizard's Sleeve again. It's just Don't Look Up My Skirt now.
Hermione Granger... And Queen's Park Rangers.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Well, he managed to magic them out of the championship after 50 years of mid-table mediocrity.
So some great literature there.
Oh, it's been made.
So, we're going to do our show from the 13th to the 26th of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And that's in August In Edinburgh.
In case you didn't catch that,
that's Edinburgh.
That's in August.
In Edinburgh.
At Edinburgh.
Edinburgh is in Scotland, and it's just up the road from Glasgow.
Yeah.
A bit across from there.
I think they're getting a bit bored with this. Better come and see it.
Well, I'm just trying to hammer the point home.
Okay,
Barry.
Just to hammer the point
home, mate. Yeah.
It is free.
But let's just hammer this home. It's a free fringe, but...
It's
not the free fringe.
No, it's the pay something for Christ.
What have we got? We've got a load of hidden costs.
Yes.
Isn't it? Hidden costs.
You've got a masseuse that comes up, Derek.
And we've both got the bookies.
We've got the bookies. Poor Margaret, they've got the counts have to get... My poor Margaret, they have to get her into the venue in a wheelbarrow every day.
Yeah, exactly, and that costs money.
That costs money. All that has to be scraped off.
All that's got to be found.
It's got to be scraped off every morning in a hotel, cheap.
No, that is expensive, that
so
treatment.
So we do have some overheads, so would you come along, please, Peyton?
We are giving you a piece of... long form art. And for that, I think it's only fair that you contribute.
Yes, I think so. Also, this don't come cheap.
Well,
that's not going to come
that's
cheap.
That's the main expense, isn't it?
Oh,
lovely. Our rider.
Oh, that is nice. A Cornish IPA.
Booze. What's the percentage on it? That's all I'm really interested in.
It's a 5.5, so it's got a kick.
Mm, nice. Nice little kick.
But, you know, I think as a general rule, the more I drink in this podcast,
the funnier I am. Yeah, definitely the more interesting you become.
I can feel all the comedy juices coming out.
Yeah, I can sense it coming off you. I can sense it coming off you.
Oh, that's not.
You know, was you going to say something?
I was going to say about you.
What's that?
Touched, was I? You know what you had this week? What? Terrible trouble with your boiler, was it? Or what happened?
Pipes.
Your pipes,
your radiators.
It is radiators, and it's freezing bloody
cold. It was freezing cold, and the radiators went down midweek.
Yeah.
Well, last Wednesday they went down.
Yeah,
took the pipes with them.
Yeah,
and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I had a I'd had a heavy night on the kebab meat, you know.
Right.
And I was thirsty, you know, I had a mouth like a
Princess Margaret.
Yeah, I had a mouth.
Yes.
I had a mouth like Princess Margaret.
Yeah.
You know. All dry and all that, you know. And I thought, I'll get up in the middle of the night and I'll have a nice glass of water.
That's because you keep eating doner in bed, isn't it? You get that mouth.
I do eat doner in bed.
Yes, yeah. I've seen you do that.
Yeah, I like to eat doner in bed. Just before I go off.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It sets me off nice for the night.
I bet
night
it does, but it does get very greasy around your
my gizzards.
Your gizzards.
On the way, I'll get to 3 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
Right, and I set the alarm, wakes me up.
Pushed so Donna to one side and went out and had a
and I climbed over her. And I thought, I'm going to go and have a nice glass of water, you know.
Nice, I know.
So I go in the bathroom, turn the taps on, fill me mug up, my royal mug that I've got in there, you know.
Yes.
With Princess...
Eugenie.
Yeah, her on it.
Yeah.
Right, specialist stuff on eBay.
Oh, I know. That pretzel on her head that she wore at the wedding.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. I got the one with the pretzel on the head. It cost me £5.
Right.
Instead of the £2.51. Without the pretzel.
And what's her sister's name? Jamie?
Beatrice.
Oh, that's it, Beatrice.
Who I also like.
Oh, I like both of them. This is such a valuable contribution.
Yeah,
no,
they've been very, very busy. Them,
very busy.
Opening like Marks and Spencer's and stuff.
Flying
like
off to Marbella.
Yeah, that's it. And opening car parks and all that.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, they get all the good jobs.
Yes, the vital jobs.
Anyway, I've got the Eugenie mug in my hand and I've turned the tap on and it's gone boom, 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 boom. You know, all that noise.
I thought, Christ almighty.
The last thing I need with all this doner muck in my mouth.
Yes.
All this grease. So I come out the bathroom and I thought, I need a drink. I go into the kitchen.
Kitchen, yeah.
Turn the tap on, nothing. There's this brown lump of muck comes out. Right?
Right.
Straight into the sink.
Before you left Donna in the bed?
I think to myself, I'm not drinking that.
No, of course I'm not drinking that.
That's not going to do it for me. So I go back to bed unsated, you know, with all this muck still in my mouth.
Oh, dear.
Next morning, I thought, I better ring a plumber. So I ring one up, this plumber, and I says, come and do me pipes, please. There's no radiator and there's no water coming out of me pipes. Something is amiss, you know. It's probably the government.
Yeah, probably.
And the plumber says, all right, I'll come out. It's going to cost you £65 for call-out fee alone. And then all the stuff, all the extras, you know. I said, forget it, I said.
Yeah.
I'll find someone. I said, I'll ring up Kenny. I said, do me pipes, Kenny.
Kenny.
I know you know about pipes. Mm. And that. He says, is there brown muck coming out of him?
Right.
And I said, there's brown muck coming out.
And what did he say to
him? He says, that's beyond me, brown muck. When it's got to that stage.
Yeah.
I thought, Christ, what am I going to
do?
So I sat down on my sofa and I had a little think about what I'm going to do about this. And in the end, what I've done is I've turned to God.
Oh, okay, for your pipes.
Yeah.
Right, and what did he sort it out?
Well, I've said to him, look, I don't know, I know we don't talk that much, but my pipes are knackered, so if there's anything you can do, I don't know if you could let me know or anything.
Is he Corgi registered?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I would have thought so. He's probably got all them certificates, hasn't he?
Probably.
Gas registered. He's probably got all the certificates that you can get.
I'd imagine he has.
So he's probably got all of them, right? Anyway, after I spoke, I check the pipes. See all this muck coming out. And I thought, that's not worked out. Anyway, 5 minutes later, this thunderbolt comes down, right?
To the aunt.
And it's, I don't know if it's hit the railings outside or it's hit a sewage pipe or something's gone on.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder what's it. And I turned the pipes, sure enough, out comes the water.
Good God.
From this thunderbolt that he sent down. I thought, well, that is a reliable technique, you know, anything else is going wrong.
Since you said that, I've had the trouble with the residents parking.
People
in their road, they go down
park in your spot.
Park in my spot. Well, they go down to the station. They don't want to pay the They don't want to pay the parking at the station.
Right.
I cannot get in and out of a morning to go and do my business and all that. So I've written to the council. I've said, you know, could you please do something about residents parking, a scratch-off system, or maybe even some sort of parking between 7 and 9. Sorry, David. And so...
All right.
Easily pleased. And so, anyway, the parking... So I get in touch with the council. I speak to someone, Mr. Granger, is in the environmental department.
Oh, no.
You know, Granger, he comes back to me and I'm sorry, there has been a statute passed that you cannot do this in a private road, which is where you live. I go to the Hertfordshire County Council.
Right, they you take it above him.
Then speak to us, listen to very, very moot points about the bylaw of Hertfordshire.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got all this bloody paperwork.
The legalese
and all that. I've employed a man. I went down to Citizens Advice Bureau. He's got someone else who's a specialist in this field of... And the Road Traffic Act of 1957 does state... Anyway, I'm tied up in all this legalese. Yeah. I did the only thing I could think of. I turned to God.
Okay.
And...
What's happened there?
Well, nothing happened for ages and ages.
What did you say to him?
Well, I said, God, look... I've had a look at this, and I showed him all the papers, and I said, look, I don't know whether you can see... I held it up to the window, and I said, I don't know whether you can see that there. That's from Mr. Granger in the department.
Well, you probably held it up there for, 5 minutes? Give him a chance to read it.
Well, he's got good eyesight, hasn't he? I mean, you know.
But as long as he's got all the small print, all the details.
Well, he's... Like,
and then you turned it over so he could see the other side
of the other side of the door, and he's looking down, and with it, nothing happened. So I thought, still, there's some bloke. And do you know what? About 3 o'clock in the afternoon... And it pissed down with rain. And it didn't do nothing about the parking, but from enough, my pipes come on and the water come out.
Is it the pipe?
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe it's mixed up. But maybe I asked about the pipes.
It's not a problem.
Exactly. I was trying to get tickets to go and see Bob Geldof.
Right, I remember.
And it sold out.
Yeah.
I thought, I was trying to get tickets. I couldn't get tickets.
Yeah, you went on to Ticketmaster.
Nothing. StubHub. And I was charging like 500 quid to go and see Bob Geldof. And I've gone everywhere. I've gone to the touts and everything, and it's all like right above board. It's just way, way over the odds.
Of course.
In the end, I've sat down on the bog and I've turned to God.
Right, and said.
And I've said, look, and I just looked up at the light in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I just said, look, on June the 7th. Bob Geldof's playing, I like him.
Yeah, circle seat you wanted.
I want a circle seat, but anything in standing will do.
Yes.
If there's anything you can do to help me, then, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2 days goes by. Mm. Nothing. And then, sure enough, outside the window, thunderbolt comes down. I thought, I wonder if I just check my emails after the thunderbolt.
Yeah, what was in it?
And it pops his email. Hello, mate, do you want a Bob Geldof ticket for 25 quid in June? And I said, thank you, yeah. It's amazing what you can accomplish.
I went to the...
sitting on the bog and talking at the roof.
I went to the Eatwell in Bushy. For a long, long time, they've been out of vegetarian spring rolls. You know, Margaret, she's a vegetarian mum. Every day, you know, excuse me, got any... I won't do the accent, but they say to me, no, we're out of spring rolls. I won't do it. Races.
It's a national, shortage, isn't it? Spring rolls.
Spring rolls. And so I've gone, oh, well, what am I going to get her? You know, I've tried to get her prawn toast and all that. And in the end, I said, just a second. So I said, you know, you won't give order. You won't give order. I wondered the accent. But
no,
that's
don't give a shit. It's rough. It's ballpark.
This
it's
is ballpark. Ballpark, yeah. You won't give order. Won't give order. You know, yeah. Me very busy. Yeah, going, that's it. Right, it's a ballpark. It's a ballpark. So ballpark. I said, excuse me just a minute. I go, no, you complete order. No.
Yeah, ballpark.
Ballpark can be ballpark, very considerate. You know, very impatient. And so anyway, I've gone. I said, just a minute. So I went outside, you know, the news agents there, right. And I brought 20 Bensons. I was about to spy. I thought, okay. I looked up and I held up the menu, the takeaway menu, yeah, up to the sky.
Up to the sky, yeah.
And I went, please, can we get some vegetarian spring roll?
Right. Oh, straight away.
Straight away.
Like
I went in, oh, sorry, Mr. St. Michael, we got...
Yeah, we found some in the deep freeze.
Yes,
and
they did.
Amazing, isn't it? And, what you can accomplish through prayer.
Well, that's, you know, and you know...
Yeah,
so
that song about him, didn't you? You wrote that song about our Lord.
Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
His prayers.
I went to the Chinese takeaway. It is called the Golden Fountain. And the spring rolls, and they said, no, we ain't got no. So I went outside and I had little smoke. I thought I'd never accomplish the unthinkable. And then I went and bought something that rhymed with unthinkable, and that was bloody awful.
Oh,
and
what
so that didn't work. Let me try again.
Can I have another one?
Yeah.
That other song you wrote.
Oh,
it was better,
that,
though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that. Do you remember that other one was so much better?
It was better. It was better song.
I think it's one that we're a little bit. To the Chinese takeaway.
Our favourite.
Yeah, the Chinese
takeaway.
I wanted to buy some spring rolls for my lovely wife. They haven't had any since last April. Jesus, what a life! I bought some prawn toast. I don't wish to boast, but God, he magic, some vegetarian spring rolls. Yeah. And then she, you know, she gave me a sexual favour for that night. She said, you've done very well,
really
Barry.
Well, yeah, that's what prayer will get you.
Well, it will.
It will get you that.
Yeah.
So you've been to any parties this week or anything I should know about, any social functions?
Well, you know it's Margaret's birthday. This week.
Oh, you throw a party for her.
I threw a party for, because, of course, it was my birthday not long ago.
I know it was.
We had all, we didn't have that many celebrities. It was
me. And then there was Denzel Washington.
Wasn't the real one. It was a
lookalike. And what did he buy you? I mean, it was a bit embarrassing when you opened that in front of him, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't the
real... Because he said it was, he said it was a key to like a Ferrari.
It wasn't him who sent it. It was Alicia Dixon.
Oh, was it?
You know, I know it. Now, she's got a few, well. Bob, and Alicia Dixon, she goes, oh, it's a key for a Ferrari.
Right, okay.
This thing comes through the post. I thought, well, she's got a few, Bob.
She's got money.
Maybe
she's got money, yeah.
She's got money,
she's
you
got
know.
You a Ferrari.
No, not a Ferrari. No. She sent me through one... simple, it was a Lynx spray.
Oh,
Africa,
yeah.
Lynx Africa.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it was missing.
It was Lynx Ferrari.
Yeah, that's
Lynx Ferrari. Oh,
and
right.
It done half pen and ink.
Yeah.
And I thought,
well, you do the bug with it.
I'd use it in the song. But it's the same, when you had your birthday, who was that?
Oh, Christ, John.
Was it Elton?
It was Elton John, I mean, it was nice of him to come,
yes.
You know, but it was his difficult time. So
oh,
I thought, oh,
see.
Like he's come
came
with his trousers around his ankles and that. And he says, Angelus, I bought you a wonderful present.
Yes.
You know? And I thought, oh, thanks, Elton. Yeah. Very nice of you.
You
know,
got a few. Bobby
he's got loads of money.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got loads of money. Anyway, I've opened it. He says, now, he said to me, now, this is the effect I use on stage, and I blow these out across the crowd,
yeah.
And everybody loves it.
You're thinking, oh, this is going to be good.
And I'm thinking, this is going to be really good. It's right, different, you know,
yeah,
really individual
different. Yeah, yeah.
President. And it was just a bottle of bubbles that he got from the market. He nicked it off the pound shop or somewhere like that. And,
gosh.
You know, he'd given it the big one and like, oh, yeah, this is going to be, you know, this is like they blow out. And I was like, oh, thanks, Elton.
Oh,
you
my
know.
God.
Because Simon Cowell come to your last.
Simon Cowell.
And he's got a few quid, hasn't he?
Well, of course he has. Farmer
Cow. He's got talent. He's done the X Factor.
He does a lot.
Pop Idols. So he's got money. He runs the music business.
He must have
about £1 million.
So Cow, he phones me up. He goes, I've been to the party.
He's quite childish.
And he says, I'm going to come to party and I'll bring you the best present that's going. Oh, you know, so
well,
I'm
he's got some money, isn't he?
Okay. Yeah. So he comes out, comes in and he says, I've got you a Fabergé fucking egg. It's all wrapped up nice with a ribbon. I'm going, there's me, you, David Van Day and Margaret.
That's right. I can retire with this.
Alicia Dixon. I'm thinking, a Fabergé egg. Open it up. It's a Kinder egg.
Oh, good God.
And he goes, no, open it. Open. I thought, it's going to be a joke. There's something inside a diamond ring. Yeah. There's one orange starburst inside.
Oh, my God.
You know, no one really liked that. That's probably people's least favourite starburst.
I want the green one.
And so I said, what the hell's this? Yeah.
He goes, like, I found the window.
You don't like it. It goes all camp,
they do that, though.
And so I said, I had to say it's very nice, but he got in a sulk.
Yeah, well, they do that, don't they? I mean,
who did you have? Remember he bought you that shit present?
Oh, Christ. Well, who was that? I mean, it was very embarrassing, actually. It was very, very embarrassing.
Who was it? It was
Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar, right. Do you remember?
He's got loads of
minted.
And Elton John had just given me the bubbles, and I've opened that, and I've actually go, oh, thank you, Elton, for the bubbles and all that. Yeah. And he's gone, well, they're the best bubbles in the world.
Oh, yes, silly old son.
By now he's got his trousers.
Pull them up.
Round his ankles,
For God's sake.
Anyway, Alan Sugar's coming. Like, hello!
Here he is, in his fur coat and a bashy cigar.
And he's got a crown on his head.
That's it. He likes to wear that, doesn't he? It's a Burger King one, isn't it? Yeah. He's made of paper, but he thinks it's metal.
He's gone mad. Right, and he's turned up and he says, I've got you the best present ever.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, here we go. What is this? Because he's got a few quid. And Sugar from that plastic muck he's made for pensioners, right? And he says, it's the best present. It's from the Far East.
Oh, yes.
This could be antique. And so he slings me this plastic bag. And I open it thinking, why you haven't wrapped it up, And I get out a paper bag, all grease all over it. Look inside, it's about six prawn crackers. Six prawn crackers. He says, they're from the Far East.
They're from the Golden Fountain.
Bethnal Green, two minutes down the road.
Do you remember?
Very embarrassing, you know.
When, who was it, come round to visit me? Who was that presenter? Philip Schofield.
Oh, Schofield.
Now, Schofield, you'd think he's got quite a lot of money.
I mean, he's not Alan Sugar.
He's no Alan Sugar. He's gone, you know how he speaks. He comes in, his catchphrase, and he's doing all that corpse thing he does.
Pretending everything's all a joke, isn't it?
Yeah, and he comes in and he goes, I've got something special for you. And I'm like, there's a little bit of tissue paper.
Oh, right. Christ. What's this from the night before?
Yeah. There's, frankly, a dried bogey in a little tiny bit of tissue paper.
He's not trying to say that he bought that, is he?
Well, I don't know whether it was his or his Holly's or whatever. But I said, is this one of his guests? You know, it's an absolute disgrace. Yeah. And I said to him,
it's not a birthday present.
It's no birthday present. Philip Schofield. He come round to my house on my birthday.
That's nice of him.
He knocked on the door and said, "Excuse me, I'm here to see Barry." He got a bit of tissue paper out his pocket and then he shoved it in me hand. He's a fucking arsehole. I'm not being grand.
No, you're not. You're not. I think that's absolutely fair enough.
Yeah.
And if I went on this morning, I'd tell him that and all.
What would you what would you say to Schofield if you was on,
he was on this morning?
Yeah.
I said, I said, Philip Schofield, you who went round to Barry's house. It was his special day, and all you done was pull out a tissue and handed it to him. And as a big surprise, all that was in it was a great big bogey from your bin, right? So I basically, what I say, I just give him the facts of what he done, and then I let it rip, yeah. You know. Then I say, listen, you can't. Philip Schofield, if you think it's appropriate to go round to the house of an 82-year-old man and give them a bogey in a tissue for his birthday when he's done so many good things for you.
You know?
Yeah. I'll tell him off.
Disgraceful. Yeah. To Alan Sugar, you are a sugar. What the hell do you think you're doing coming round my house? Lording it up like fucking Emperor Nero. Being like a mouse. Nah. Be a little humble. You've got me grumbling about your present. You're a curly head twat. Get out of my crescent. I told you I lived in a crescent. As I can't park, he parks like that big Rolls Royce.
Well, you want to get a Thunderbolt sent down, like, just destroy his Rolls Royce.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
well, that's Alan Sugar for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Scam.
Oh, you scum. Now.
Scam.
Oh, God.
What?
I don't think we've done very well with these songs this week.
Oh, no, I disagree. I think
they're good.
No, they've been spectacular songs.
I'll tell you what. I was watching the other day. Do you remember Sharon Stone in The Basic Instinct?
Yes, I do.
First lady to show...
That's right, and she opened her legs and there was all that fur in there.
There was fur in there, wasn't
there? There's fur in there and it's like... fur, and then there was a lion in there, you know.
Yeah, there was, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a bootleg version where it's like, you know, she swirls around on that chair.
Right, that office chair.
That office chair. She opens her legs and there's, you remember Timmy Mallett?
Yeah.
His head pops out and he goes, whack-a-day.
Well, you know that she wasn't the original person that was in that role.
Oh, who was it originally?
It was David Van Dyne.
Oh, okay.
It was him. It was him. And they filmed like half that film with David Van Dyne.
And he twirls round on the chair.
And it was only after they got to the bit where he twirls around the chair.
And opened his legs.
And opened his legs and all this stuff come out.
Burgers.
All sorts of things fell out of there. Right.
Yeah,
and it's the producers were watching it all, and they think, "Oh, Grande's quite good." Oh my God!
Yeah.
What the hell is that coming out of there? Just sack him!
Yeah,
sack him! So unfortunately, they sacked him.
Well,
seeing all that stuff come out,
do you remember when Alan Sugar he done the screen test for it, didn't he? And you've seen the outtakes, you can see him on YouTube.
I do remember,
and. As I say, the producers loved him earlier in
the role. Yeah, well, this is it, isn't it? Yeah.
Early in the role. Sugar and Douglas are dynamite together.
Yeah, real chemistry.
Real
chemistry.
And I don't know if you remember.
What's that?
Where he twirls round on the office chair, referring to.
Yeah, I remember.
And Sugar.
And he's got his dress on.
No pants on. He opens his legs, and a fucking Amstrad answer phone and tease mate falls out the end of
his. He's never one to miss an opportunity, yeah, really.
was lovely because the phone comes off the hook and just dangles
yeah,
down.
Yeah, all that on
swinging.
The wire. Yeah. But you saw pre-internet days, pre-wireless, wasn't it?
Pre-wireless.
Yeah. Everything was wired up. Yeah.
The Amstrad T's made an answer for
I remember because then he says to Michael Douglas, he says, do you want one of these for your grandmother?
That's it.
You know. And yeah. And the producers went, oh, whoa.
No,
it's in the script. I ain't written into the script for my contract.
But it was extraordinary because, I mean, I'll never forget that lovely time when Simon Cowell. Do you remember Simon Cowell?
Yeah, the music entrepreneur.
Yeah, the music entrepreneur, very wealthy man.
I remember
man, and
him.
Done,
a lot of money.
A Basic Instinct.
He was originally the original one.
And they'd done the screen. They must have filmed half the film.
Yeah.
With
up to that point.
Him and Michael Douglas.
Right. Dynamite chemistry.
Absolute dynamite on screen. Those two.
Yeah, if you can get a chance to see that.
Guys.
Really good version of it.
Basic Instinct starring Michael Douglas and Simon Cowell. Anyway, the film, brilliant film. Brilliant pacing.
Yeah, very, very well edited.
Cinematography by Ken...
Ken Loach.
Dodd.
Ken Doherty.
And Ken Doherty. It's all brilliant film.
Very well written.
And until
great script by
Ramalama Ding Dong.
Yeah.
And what was amazing was it was all wonderful until that moment. You know that bit where he swings
around
on
the chair, and he's got his dress on.
And Alan, who was that? Cowell's got his dress on. And as he opens his legs, three CDs. Shane Ward.
Yeah, come out of his bum.
Come out of his front bum on the floor.
Right.
And they, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, guys. This will not do. We have to fire him. I went Cowell out.
Fire
him.
I remember that because you remember Elton John.
Elton, you know, like. The hit song, the hit factory.
Because he'd done the theme tune to Basic Instinct.
Oh, right. Yes, I remember. Hold on.
I think you've got it there, haven't you?
I've got it here somewhere. Elton, he wrote it about...
This is a film called Basic Instinct. It's by me, Elton John. It's about a cop and this woman who has got nothing on. She goes and sits in a chair, and then she spins around over there, and then she uncrosses her legs, and we see everything that's gone on up there.
It's all bare.
Yeah.
I wrote a screenplay about I got Alan Sugar to sit right on that chair. He spun around and goodness me, look at all that grey pubic hair. And Amstrad T's made fell out of his bottom and slips out on the floor. Sugar, oh, you are a media whore.
I remember.
It hasn't stood the test.
No, but the one that Elton did, because you know he was originally in the film.
Oh, he was in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was originally in it, right?
Playing the ladies' part.
He was playing the ladies' part in it, Elton. And he was in it with a tracksuit on the whole way through, right? And he said, I've got to wear a tracksuit. Mm. And they said, yeah, all right. Anyway, him and Douglas were
brilliant.
Honestly, you've never seen anything like it in your life. You know, the chemistry was just off the scale. Honestly. Anyway, you know that bit in the film where...
Which bit?
The bit where he's on the office chair, right?
Yeah.
And he spins around and that. Anyway, unbeknownst to us... Elton's taken his tracksuit buttons off, right? And he's nappy, right?
And, and his cooch box.
And he spins around, uncrosses his legs, and sure enough, this plastic box falls out of his...
Oh, God, of his...
All wires all coming out of it,
you know.
And he says, this is my cooch box.
Yeah.
And the producers say, hold on a minute. What the hell is a cooch box? What's he doing? That's a terrible choice.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got rid of him in the end.
Well, I felt sorry for him, and that was sort
yeah,
of...
Yeah, no, that was the start
beginning.
Of it.
yeah, the start of it,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I mean, do you remember when they brought out that song about Elton John on...
yeah.
Elton John on Basic Instinct. Elton John went on Basic Instinct years ago.
Yeah.
Wearing his velour tracksuit, and he pulled it down and said, here we go. He got his knob out, he got his balls out, and the goose box fell on the floor. Get off a silly song. The media whore.
Oh, yeah. Again,
and they use spark the same words.
Well, yeah, they can do.
They can do.
They didn't release the original track with Sugar.
Yeah, so that's true.
I mean, that is like nudity on film, isn't it?
Well,
I mean,
there's too much of it.
Well,
really.
I mean, although there's never been enough of it. Really?
No, I'd like to see more.
I'd like to see a bit more nudity on film.
I'm just wondering whether David, how long have we done of this utter bullshit?
Oh,
what's that?
35 minutes.
35 minutes.
Well, I think that should have covered your commute.
I think that should now have a lovely day at work.
Yeah, after you've listened to this.
You know, there may be some of you doing triple heart bypass surgery.
Hopefully whilst listening to this.
So, you know, sometimes I listen back to this and wonder...
Who's listening to this?
Why did we record it? So why don't you come to see the show?
Yeah,
it won't be this rubbish.
No, it'll be written down on a book.
With a pencil. Yeah, with a pencil.
And the bits we don't like, we'll scrub out and then we'll write them again.
Yeah.
So don't worry.
Oh, well, look. Have a lovely week until next time, my darlings.
Okay.
Don't forget to tell people about this lovely podcast.
Yes, don't forget.
And
that.
We will see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Night-night.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our football podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.